This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of having a proper Baal Tefillah. A wealthy Yid who lived near Premishlan wanted to be the Shliach Tzibur in the local shul for the Yomim Neroim. Though the townsmen were unhappy about this, they were afraid to openly express their thoughts and therefore decided to ask the advice from the Tzaddik Reb Meir of Premishlan. Hearing their concern, the tzaddik calmed them. All the Baalei Tefillah usually come to get a bracha from me, so it is likely that your Baal Tefillah will come as well, and I will then take care of it. Indeed, the wealthy Yid came to Reb Meir. Upon entering the room, the tzaddik said to him, "There are three types of tefillahs. One is tefillah le-Moshe, the davening of Moshe Rabbeinu, who had difficulty with his speech, yet was the father of all Nevi'im and the Rebbe of all the Yidden. The second type is Tfilah LeDavid, the davening of David HaMelech, who is known as a pleasant singer of Yidden. The third kind is Tfilah LeAni, that of a poor man whose advantage is having a broken heart." The Tzaddik explained, "Similarly, there are three types of Baalei Tfilah. One who cannot sing but is a Tzaddik, so his Tfilah is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu's. Another, though not as great, is able to sing beautifully like David HaMelech. The third has neither of these qualities, but is poor and broken-hearted." Reb Meir concluded, "You are not a tzaddik, you are unable to sing, and Baruch Hashem, you are not poor. If you want to be a Baal Tefillah during the Yomim Neiroim, I will have to daven that you reach one of these three levels. You surely understand that I cannot daven for you to become a tzaddik overnight, nor one who can sing. What remains is to daven for you to become poor." "No, no," cried the wealthy man, "I do not want to be a Baal Tefillah." The Gemara describes a proper Shliach Tzibur as someone who is fluent in the words of davening and well-versed in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, one who has young children and lacks the means to sustain them, for he will daven with a full and complete heart, one who owns a field which needs rain, one whose household is empty of Averis and whose name has not been negatively tainted during his youth, one who is humble, well-liked by others, and has a sweet voice. In addition, it is preferable that he be of old age. In Shulchan Aruch it is paskin that if someone with all of these qualities is not available, they should appoint the one among them who is the most outstanding in Torah and Ma'isim Tovim. Furthermore, it is better to appoint a young bachur with an unpleasant voice who understands the davening than someone who does not, even if he has a nice voice. The Gaon Reb Moshe Davkish, known as the Be'er HaGoyla for his Peirush on Shulchan Aruch, lived in Vilna and was very wealthy. During the pogrom years of Tach V'Tat, he lost all his belongings, including the extensive library he had owned, and was left without a parnasa. The Gaon Reb Shabsai Koyin, the Shach, endeavored to find a source of income for the Be'er HaGoyla, and hearing that the large shul was looking for a chazan, he recommended him for the position. The Balabatim, however, did not want to accept him, for he was not musically talented. The Shach negated their excuse. "It is paskin in Shulchan Aruch that a chazan is required to be pleasant with others, have a beard, know how to learn, etc. He has all of these and is only missing one quality, a good voice. Should that deter you from accepting him as a Baal Tefillah?" When the chassid Reb Mendel Volosov was a bacher, the chazan Reb Yechiel Halperin asked that he join him as a chazan's assistant, traveling with him from one city to another as the chazanim would do in those days. After Reb Mendel married, he found that the payment for what he was doing was insufficient, so he asked the Rebbe Rashab if he should try finding a position as an actual chazan. The Rebbe agreed, but gave the following three conditions. He should toivel before going to the Amud, cover his head with his talus while davening, and not repeat words twice as chazanim are wont to do. One Rosh Hashanah, the Tzemach Tzedek was not feeling well, so a minyan was organized in his room. After Tkiyas, a chazan was needed for Musaf, but the younger man who knew how to daven according to the nusach, the customary tunes, did not want to take the position. After waiting some time, the mespalelim asked the chassid Reb Shimon Shachat to go to the amud, but he motioned with his hands, for it was after tkiyas when one is not to speak, that he does not know the nusach. The Tzemach Tzedek nevertheless motioned for him to go to the amud. As soon as Reb Shimon began to daven, he burst into tears and continued crying intensely throughout the entire tefillah. After davening, the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, "Why did you say that you could not go to the Amid? You davened ganz gut, very well." The Friedeke Rebbe related, In Lubavitch, the Baal Tefillah for the Yomim Neiroim was an Erlecha, Yirei Elikim, and Lamdin named Reb Isser. Every night after Ma'ariv, he would lie down for a while, wake up 2 hours after Chatzos, and then learn until the morning. The Rebbe Maharash described him as having a head of iron, an Eisner cup, capable of learning 8 hours straight. Reb Isser had a special nusach for the tefillos of the Yomim Neiroim, particularly for the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. When davening the words of Anachnu Kairim, not an eye in shul would remain dry. And when he would say V'hakayanim, he would use a tune about which it was said to have been sung in the Beis HaMikdash. While saying Kairim, the Rebbe Maharash would sometimes with his voice and other times with the motions of his hands help him with the singing. One man living in Lubavitch, known as Ber Avramkes, was strong and stubborn, and insisted that he will not cry during the Kairim of Chazan Isser. Ber usually davened in another shul, but on Yom Kippur he came especially to hear the Avodah from Isser, positioning himself near the sink in the shul. When Reb Isser began singing Bakoyanim with great hislavos, Ber began trembling and wailing, and had to hold on to the sink to prevent himself from falling. The Rebbe Rashab said, "The hisoyrus of the Mispalulim was mostly a result of my father's, the Rebbe Marash's kavonis, and not so much from the Nigunim Isser sang. Nevertheless, the singing was also necessary." Rebbetzin Rivka related, "One Yom Kippur in Lubavitch, while saying the Seder Avodah, lightning struck and a fire started in one of the houses. The shul soon became filled with smoke, causing the Mispalulim to think that the shul itself was on fire. So they began to run. In the Ezras Noshim, the women also ran in confusion, and one woman fell, breaking her foot le'aleinu. The shul emptied out, except for the few Mispalulim who stood around the Rebbe Maharash, for they saw that the Rebbe was not going. The Chazan Reb Isser was in such a great hislavos from saying the Avodah that he did not hear at all the commotion and continued his tefillah as usual without the slightest difference." In the city of Vitebsk, there was a group of intellectual Yungalite, Balei Moichin, who had a minion of their own. Their mashpia would serve as their Chazan and would daven very quietly and thoughtfully, Moichindik. In the year Tofresh Chav Zayin, the mashpia came to the Rebbe Maharash for Rosh Hashanah. When he entered the Yechidus, the Rebbe asked him his usual question, "Where are you holding?" implying to ask where had he left off with the Tzemach Tzedek, who was recently nostalgic. When the Mashpia replied that he is a Baal Tefillah, the Rebbe Maharash told him, "A Baal Tefillah stands on a pedestal. If he is a proper Chazan, then he merits and brings merit to the public. But if not, he sins and brings sin upon the public." The Mashpia later related how the Rebbe tickled his heart and gave him a new neshama. When he returned to Vitebsk and davened Kabbalah Shabbos in their shul, people passing by stopped to see what had happened, for the davening was more passionate, geschmacker, than the davening of Kol Nidre. On another occasion, the Rebbe Maharash said, "A Baal Tefillah generally brings merit to the public, and a Chazan generally brings sin upon the public." In the Shulchan Aruch it is written, "A Chazan who lengthens his singing when davening, due to his happiness in praising Hashem, and does so with seriousness and feelings of fear and awe, should be benched. However, if he increases his singing so that his voice be heard, it is disgusting." The Rebbe wrote to many Baalei Tefillah that it has been the custom of Baalei Tefillah throughout the generations, including Gdolei Yisrael, to review before Tishrei the meaning of the Tefillahs and the relevant Midrashim. One year, word reached the Tzaddik Reb Chaim Tzanzer, author of the Divrei Chaim, that a shul chose a chazan with a choir to lead the tefillahs, and in response he wrote a sharp letter to one of its chassidim reprimanding the head of the community. The tzaddik explained that chassidim have always been careful to choose a befitting baal tefillah who, with much feeling, would pour out his heart before Hashem, and not be like a singer in a concert. The Divrei Chaim continues that perhaps someone had convinced this individual that such is the way to honor Hashem with sweet song. Yet this has not been the way of Chassidus in arousing feeling for Hashem, for this type of music truly contaminates the heart of the listeners. In the year Tovshin Hei, someone asked the Friedeke Rebbe why Chassidim are against Chazonim and do not fuss over them. The Friedeke Rebbe wrote to him, "A Chassidish davening is an outpour of the neshama yearning for something higher. Chassidim are in favor of Baalei Tefillah who know before whom they stand, appreciate the proper respect required, and feel this in their heart. Such Baalei Tefillah are allowed to serve in this position and are respected by Chassidim. However, Chassidim are against the singers who, according to Torah, are forbidden to serve as Chazonim." May we all be gebench to the ksiva v'chasima toiva, l'shana toiva u'mesukah.